The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Welcome to the Art Spot here on WCHL and chapelborough.com. We have with us today, all the way from Chicago, Jackie Moran, who plays in the outstanding Irish music group Comas, which will be at the Art Center for an 8 p.m. show on Tuesday, April 23rd. Welcome to the Art Spot.
Thanks, Art. Happy to be here.
Yeah, so you have a great background in Celtic Irish music. How did you come to be playing this band?
Well, this band came about because Aidan Burke, the fiddle player, was recording his solo album. And just through Irish music connections, I've known Aidan for years and years and years playing with different things. And then Aidan recorded an album with a singer-songwriter over in Belgium who recorded at Philip's studio. So Philip is a guitar player in Comas. So three of us got together, and then Philip said that he knew a great flute player, Sylvain Baru, so he got him on the album. Sylvain is on the first album, but then Sylvain got busy playing with a bunch of other people, so I grabbed Isaac, who is from Chicago, who is a phenomenal player. So that's the short story of how I got involved in this band.
Well, it's a short story, but I think it spans a good 10 years, which is a remarkable amount of longevity for any kind of roots music band in any genre. I think 10 years should be congratulated. In fact, I think it's 10 years this month, if your promo material is correct.
Yeah, probably. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah. So how many times have your two bandmates, Aidan and Philip, come over to join the two of you here stateside?
We just started touring the U.S. and North America 2 years ago. Before that, I was always going over to Europe and playing all the festivals in Belgium, France, Spain, England, Germany, all over the place. But it's only in the last 2 years that we've been actually coming over to America.
Yeah, and that means that your name recognition here in our country is just beginning to reach the level of the band's musicianship since you've been concentrating on the European market until 2 years ago. So it's really exciting to have you come into Carrboro to play at the Arts Center, and I believe Celtic music fans in the Triangle will be very excited about Comas's music.
Well, I hope so. It's fun, energetic music anyway.
Indeed it is. It's high energy and doesn't quite sound like any other band, I think, because your background is more varied than a lot of bands who grew up in the same county together and have been playing music together since they were 12 years old.
Right, yeah. It's very interesting.
It is, and quite entertaining. I want the listeners to get a taste of Comas, so here is a high-energy piece, Joe Toms. Welcome back to the Art Spot. We're visiting today with Chicago-based Irish musician Jackie Moran. I think he's been up in the Windy City since he was around 10 years old, though he's a Tipperary native. He plays with many groups, including Comas, who is making their Art Center debut this Tuesday, April 23rd at 8 p.m. And to get tickets or more information, you can go to our website, artcenterlive.org, or you can call 919-929-2787. So I believe Aiden will be flying over towards the end of last week for the tour to start just about a week ago on the 13th or 12th.
Right.
Yeah. So you're starting out in Illinois?
Yes. We start out in Illinois and Baltimore, the house concert. Then we go up to St. Paul, Minnesota. And we go to Michigan and then to Indiana. And we're going to spend a couple of nights off in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Because I have family there, and we're just going to probably just sit around and play tunes because we like to do that.
Indeed. I think that's part of what makes the band special, too. You can tell, even just listening to the recorded music like we've been doing today, that y'all enjoy playing together, that it's not a job you go out and do 4 days every week.
Right, exactly. We all of us are involved in so many different projects, and it's only a handful of times each year that we actually get together and play for a couple of weeks together. So we look forward to it. So we take advantage of all that time. So we'll do a whole concert, and then we'll find some place to have tunes afterwards.
Brilliant. And you're the Bo-Ron player, and I believe your Bo-Ron has gotten to appear in quite a number of Hollywood movies.
Oh, yeah. That's no fault of mine, really. That just happened with a few movies that have been filmed in Chicago, and then one that was in Georgia, I believe it was filmed. But it was just I was in the right place at the right time for those things.
Excellent. Tell us about the music in your family. I'm making a big assumption that being from Ireland and a musician, your dad or mother played music.
Well, my dad played accordion. He played a little bit of accordion. He didn't play professionally at all, but there was music in the house, not as much as other people's houses, but we did have music constantly going on the record player, or if my dad played accordion. But they were big fans of dancing and music, so we would always be going to Kaylee's in Ireland and over here as soon as we came to the States. I mean, every week we were going to 2 Kaylee's at least.
I can understand. I lived in Eastern Kentucky for a while, and the people from there who immigrated to Chicago and make that long trip back home seemingly every weekend to keep in touch with their culture and community.
Right. It was good. And then I was also very lucky because we moved to the northwest side of Chicago, and the sessions that I would go to, the one session that I would go to mostly was run by Liz Carroll was one, Jim Dewan, and a bunch of other people. I mean, it was, and Martin Hayes was living at the time. Martin Hayes
had
moved to Chicago, you know, 4 years after I moved to Chicago. So, I mean, it was great.
Yeah, what a terrific environment to develop as a musician. That is absolutely beautiful. Now, this next piece from Comas coming to the Art Center on April 23rd, I'm going to mispronounce the name, and you will correct me.
Okay.
Lollards Guild.
The Lollards Guild, yeah.
All right, very well. This is Comas.
En van de bedelklerken die liever spelen en drinken gaan dan dat ze zouden werken. Eten en drinken is mijn motief om vrij en vrolijk te leven. Soms vind ik mij en zult er niet al haar weer alles te geven. Een geld verteert, het doet me pijn, het doet mijn vreugd verdrogen. Ik zou zo gerne vrolijk zijn, mijn beurs is leeg gelopen. Kroegen kom en er lang heb gezeten, dan maak ik mij langs achterweg betalen, ben ik vergeten. Nacht na nacht op zwier geweest, waar is een tijd gevaren? De vrouw bij wie ik het heb geleerd, die moet ik nu betalen. Waar ik ben van het luiaard schilden van de wereldklerken, die liever spelen en drinken gaan dan dat ze zouden werken. Is om uit te geven, heb ik in mijn leven niets vergaard, het blijft mij om het even. Want ik ben van het luiaardschild en van de wereldklerken, die liever spelen en drinken gaan dan dat ze zouden werken.
Need your local culture fix? The lifestyle section of chapelboro.com is the only place to go for food and dining, restaurant views, health tips, fashion, and local culture commentary. Want to know what the best shows and venues to attend? Lifestyle has show listings for Deepak, Cat's Cradle, and the Art Center, and many more. And be sure to check back after the show for reviews and commentary. There's even information on local neighborhoods and schools. Keep yourself in style with Chapelboro's Lifestyle.
Welcome back. Our guest today from the Windy City of Chicago is Jackie Moran. He plays Moran in the outstanding Celtic group Kamas, which you have probably not heard live if you're listening to this show, because they've only been touring in the States the last 2 years of their 10 years as a band. So it's an especial privilege to welcome them to the Art Center, welcome them to Carrboro on the 23rd. Have you played down in Chapel Hill, Raleigh, or Durham with any of the many artists you've performed with, Jackie?
Oh, yeah. I've played in Raleigh, Durham a few times with Ms. Carroll and John Doyle. And I played in Asheville, North Carolina a few times. I think the last time I was there with a band called Bula.
Yeah.
But I've been around for a while. I think I was in Raleigh also with another group that I'm involved in. It's called Ensemble Galilee, which is completely different music.
Yeah, we'll have John Doyle coming to the Art Center in July in a twin bill with Nuala Kennedy. So that'll be a fun evening.
Nice.
Yeah, perhaps.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, it sure will be. That's two wonderful entertainers and great people. Perhaps perhaps you'll run into John when you're in Asheville before you come down to the Art Center.
Oh, maybe. I think he actually moved back home, though. Last I heard.
That happens. I can't keep up with everybody. This band, as you were telling us a bit ago, started with the fiddler Aidan Burke recording his solo album. What draws you to Aidan's playing?
Well, Aidan is a very energetic performer. I mean, he gets the crowd going, definitely. And when I first met Aidan is when there was a lot of bands that were coming out that were going through the whole pure traditional thing, and Martin Hayes was really popular. And Martin is a phenomenal player, but everybody was copying that slow. Yeah. Slow fiddle playing, you know, really haunting, taking reel and just slowing it down as much as he could. And then Aidan doesn't do that at all. He's the exact opposite.
So. Yes, indeed. And I'm glad to see that kind of playing coming back with some of the younger bands getting into the high energy level, but still staying within what broadly could be called traditional Irish music, rather than going all the way into the electric sounds of a Black 47 or somebody like that.
Oh, exactly. Well, one thing that a lot of the people that were slowing down the music a lot, but just completely forget that it is Irish dance music. I mean, dance is is a word in that, you know, and if you can't dance to it, it's not, you're not playing it right.
So there you have it. Thanks so much for being with us today, Jackie. And you've heard what high-energy group Comas is. They will be at the Arts Center April 23rd, Tuesday night, 8 p.m. We'll see you there, 919-929-2787 or www.artcenterlive.org for more information. Thanks for being with us, Jackie. Travel safely, and we'll see you on April 23rd.
All right, thanks, sir. We'll see ya.